"More to you than meets the eye, Lieutenant," said Ungassa, who then cast a disdainful look at his former adjutant. "So, whatever was using Neville has fled." Berg nodded. "The AIs with the Hegemony fleet will now know that you're aboard this vessel, and that we are too." "In which case," Greg added, "it might be prudent for us to take our shuttle back to our ship."
"I'm anxious about putting your lives at risk, gentlemen," Ungassa said. "No, I'd rather you stayed with us. Once aboard my flagship, we will micro-jump straight to Darien and let you rejoin."
"Sir! Sir, the Hegemony formations have just micro-jumped in unison," said the pinnace captain from the holocom. "They've reappeared at half their original distance from Darien and still in that encircling array."
"Tightening the noose," Ungassa snarled. "And still no word from them."
"Nothing, sir.
Get me Paxton."
A second later, a rugged-looking officer appeared in the holopanel.
"Commander, I want you to order the fleet to micro-jump to Darien vicinity immediately."
Ungassa's second-in-command was startled.
"Now, sir, before we get you aboard? We've only 3 minutes. Now, Paxton. Then I want you to use what I'm about to dictate. This is Vice Admiral Ungassa. In accordance with the orders of the President of the Earthsphere Alliance, the colony and planet of Darien is declared to be a provisional protectorate and is therefore under the administrative protection and guidance of the Darien Expeditionary Force, Vice Admiral Ungassa commanding. All grievances and disputes will be heard by a commission consisting of myself and 3 judicial appointees. In addition, all communications and requests should be made on the main ES Navy channel. Thank you for your attention. Now, have Central Comms widecast that on repeat and put it out on TNet channels as well. Understand?
Yes, sir, and we're less than a minute away.
Greg glanced at Berg, who was taking it all with typical Tigran composure.
So, where does that put us overall?
Berg frowned.
We have the Starfire and the Silver Lance. The Imbecile have 5 ships. The Vox H are down to 17. And the Vice Admiral brought 60, minus the 8 defectors, plus the Retributor.
So you don't think that the Hegemony are going to play nice and be diplomatic?
The Tigran raised an eyebrow. That's not really their strong point. So how many all told? 84, while the Hegemony Armada consists of a reported 2,000 vessels. Greg almost laughed.
Is that what's known as a crushing superiority?
In some circles, yes.
You know, when we get back to the Starfire, I'll have to lay hands on a set of that sweet sub-armor of yours.
Berg's smile was bleak.
I think we'll need something a bit stronger than that.
Chapter 25. Chell. Sitting on a dusty stone plinth in the gloom of the root house, he let the wandering sight of his seer eyes stretch itself out along the rootways, the underground interlinkage laid down by their most ancient forebears. Many of the essence strands had long since rotted away, but the artificer Yuvovo teams had worked wonders with a variety of vines and roots brought from the daughter forests. And their hard work was evident at many other root houses scattered across the hills, the forests, and the coastal plain.